commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Lisa Joling has a point. She's the former Marshfield High School dance instructor. She was dismissed last fall after her dance team performed to Blurred Lines, the catchy funk song with risque lyrics. The performance was to an edited version, which radio stations are familiar with, because it is the clean version that's okay for broadcast. This is the case of school administrators overreacting. It's likely the person who complained heard something like, "Do you know what that song's really about?" and then looked up the unedited lyrics online. Now, I also blissfully listened to Blurred Lines for months with very little awareness that the song actually trivializes sexual consent. Joling's complaint says there are a lot of other high school teams that have warm-up music that's played over the PA system that have far more objectionable lyrics. She's right. I've been at dozens of high school events over the last 2 years. You'd blush if you knew what some of those songs were about. Consider the rap song by Headband called Do It in the Mirror. It includes these lyrics. I'll make the female anatomy whistle like the Old Spice Man. I was only aware of it after hearing an unedited version that was played by mistake. Many dance teams also use edited, cleaned-up mashups of dozens of songs during their routines. Putting each of those songs through the same approval process would be ridiculous. If you carry this out to the extreme, polkas and the chicken dance would be all that's left. I think radio stations can offer reasonable guidance here. If a song is acceptable for broadcast, then it's also acceptable for high school use. There are standards. Radio stations are federal licensees, so we can't play songs with profanity or with the seven dirty words in them, and record companies work with radio stations to edit songs that might put our broadcast licenses in jeopardy. Now, of course, school administrators should have the final say. They should be able to overrule anything that they find objectionable at their school events. Lisa Joling will easily be able to make the case that her firing without advance warning is a double standard. She'll also successfully argue that she suffered damage to her reputation and to her dance studio business because she was fired. If the Marshfield School District doesn't reach a settlement with her, they're likely to lose an expensive lawsuit.